Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. The month of May will see many exciting events in the Lawton area, and the first one on our list to discuss is the upcoming Mudder's Day Run. Our guest is David Gabalieri, the Vice President of Great Plains Ambucks, which is holding the event as a fundraiser for its charitable projects. David, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
We'll start with the simple question, what is the Mudder's Day Run?
This is our fourth annual Mudder's Day Run. It's a 5K run designed to allow people to have fun, and the benefits go to help Ambucks, and we provide people with mobility by building wheelchair ramps, handing out Amtrak therapeutic bikes, and providing scholarships.
The run is going to be held at McMahon Park, which is normally a very open park. What goes into transforming an open area like that into a 5K obstacle course?
We utilize the area behind the ball fields for the most part. It's not a circular track, but it just kind of is a winding track around that. It's all done by the Great Plains Ambucks organization. We always are welcome to volunteers. We've had Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts help us in the past in some form or fashion. The National Guard comes out and helps us with a little bit. We mow it out, clean it up, and get it ready, prepared for a running track. There, like I said, with the obstacles and the mud. One obstacle in particular, it's a pyramid that's built that people have to climb over this pyramid, and it's probably about, 20-25 feet tall. We've got tire obstacles where they climb over a tire wall, and then we've got poles that we put across the creek there, and people run across the creek. Some people decide not to use the poles and just run straight through the creek. But there's just, like I said, just people having fun and just a way to have an excuse to get dirty.
What drove the decision to have an obstacle course run? I know it's something that's caught on in other areas, and we've had similar events at various places in Texoma. What made Great Plains Ambucks look at this type of event and decide to start one as a fundraiser?
Well, we've had people in the past, and like I said, this is the fourth annual one, so when we first started it, like you said, the popularity of these types of runs, the Spartan runs, those kinds of things were really hitting their stride, and so we thought we'd adopt it and see how it would fare, and it's done pretty well for us, so we've continued to run it for, like I said, this is the fourth year.
What's the typical attendance for this run?
We have anywhere from 200 to 300 runners come, and they come from all areas, not just local, but from all areas. It's something that we put out there for anybody to enjoy, and it's not really competitive. It's just for the fun of it.
Well, to follow that, how far have people come to be part of this run?
Oh, wow. In the third year, last year, I know we had a couple people from, Ohio. It was either Ohio or Oregon, one of those O states besides Oklahoma. But several from Texas and, like I said, just from all over the state of Oklahoma, but those are some of the memorable ones that I know of that are from outside the state.
Now, I do want to take a moment to mention that this is not just a show-up-and-run event. There is a ticketing and registration process. So if someone is interested in participating, what do they need to do?
We actually have online registration through a website called active.com, and you just have to search for Mudder's Day Run to find that, and you can register that way. We have in-person sign-ups throughout the community. As a matter of fact, we have an in-person sign-up at Planet Fitness from 4 to 7 that we'll be doing in-person sign-ups, and we just try to reach out to the community that way. If you register early prior to April 30th, then it is only $45. From there, it goes up to $55.
On a serious note, while this is a fun event, it is a fundraiser for Great Plains Ambucks, as we mentioned at the start of the program. Tell me a little about the organization itself and what the funds raised by the Mudder's Day Run will go to support.
We utilize a lot of the funds that we use for raising for things called Amtrikes. These are special therapeutic bicycles or tricycles for those that don't have the mobility to ride a bicycle normally. It allows them to go bicycle riding with the way it's constructed and things of that nature. The other thing we do is we build wheelchair ramps for people who are homebound or maybe just need a wheelchair ramp to get around, and we do that on occasion as well. We also provide scholarships for people that are in the physical therapy arena.
David, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know about the Mother's Day Run or Great Plains Ambucks in general?
Well, I'd just like to offer an open invitation. Anybody who's interested in joining a civic organization, Great Plains Ambucks is one to consider, and come get dirty on it May 13th at the Mother's Day Run.
David Gabilleri with Great Plains Ambucks, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
The 4th annual Great Plains Ambucks Mother's Day Run will be held May 13th at Louise McMahon Park in Lawton and will begin at 9 a.m. Ticketing and registration information is available online at active.com. Visit the site and search for Mother's Day Run. Information can also be obtained in person from a member of Great Plains Ambucks or by visiting the event page on Facebook, facebook.com/Mother's Day Run. Registration costs will increase after April 30th and again on the day of the race. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.